Good morning, everybody. Shkrab to all the Shana'av guys who are joining the many Shana'av guys that are here. This week's parsha, of course, centers around a lot of Bin Adam L'Chavero halachas. And as a follow-up to Matan Torah, and we know that Bin Adam L'Chavero is a prerequisite for Kabbalah Satorah. Ki Yish Echad B'Lev Echad. And a lot of different Dinu Momenus aspects of Torah are discussed in this week's parsha. But I'd like to focus on a few things that give us a certain perspective on life and our possessions. And perhaps this is a little bit early to discuss, you know, making money and having your own money, but it's never too early, because a person has to live life understanding the reality. Oftentimes we think that the money that we earn is ours, and we can do with it as we wish. But in reality, that's not the case. That like anything in life, anything that we have is given from the Ribono Shel Olam for a specific purpose, from Hashem. And when you think about what I spoke about last week in terms of the idea that we understand that Hashem is running the world, that's what we saw during Tzias Mitzrayim. And then as we left Mitzrayim, when we got the man and we were saved by Kriyas Yamsuf, we saw that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking care of us. And when you got a daily portion of man, that's why it's very ideal. It's mentioned in Halacha that a person should say Parshas Aman every day to understand that everything he gets is exactly what he needs on a daily basis. And when you look at a few Pesukim back to back in this week's Parsha, I think you get a real understanding and a clarity of the why do we have what we have and who gave them to us. It says in Perek Chav Beis Pasuk Chav Dalet, in Kesef Talves Ami, if you have money, you should lend it to your people from your nation. It's an ani imach, the poor person that's with you. Lo si lo kunosha. Don't be like a creditor. Don't be tough with him. Don't make his life hard. Lo sisim alach neshach. Don't charge interest. Now the Or HaChaim of Kadosh says the following. Listen to these words with the Or HaChaim of understanding what it means to lend somebody money. He says, v'zeh hu omro im kesef talvez ami. If you're going to lend money to somebody, if you see that you have more money than what you need. Now again, that's a very, very loaded statement. What does it mean, more money than what you need? Well, if you have enough money for bread and water, a car, gas, a roof over your head. So a person says, no, what? Look at those words. What you need for yourself. Okay? It's a very, very loaded statement that a person should think about his entire life. So what should you do with the extra money? Should save it for a rainy day? Or should give it to somebody who doesn't have money? Thank you. It's not yours. It's not there for you. It really belongs to the poor person. A person lives life and says, you know what? I made extra money. I have tons and tons of money. I can do whatever I want with it. Says the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, not necessarily. Right? These are the words. El chilek acherim shu ani imcha. It's for the poor person. Ubezer remes kitzarach liftoch lo mishalo. You got to give him from your stuff. Vulai ki remes lo gamkein shalo yisnasev yisgad al ani. Don't be haughty over him. Don't try to charge him interest. Don't act like a creditor. Don't make yourself higher than him. Berosu ki hu anoisin lo. As if you think, oh, you're the one. You're the one who's giving him, oh, you have an extra $1,000, an extra few $1,000? It's you who's giving this poor person, the poor person owes you his life. No, that's not the pshad. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you a deposit. He entitled you to be that shliach, to be the pipeline, to help out another Jew. Don't take any credit for that. You know why Hashem gave you that extra money? So you could help another Jew. Not so you could indulge and feel haughty about it. Who own low CLO Kenosha? Don't be like a creditor. Don't be on top of him. Where's my money? Where's my money? What do you mean? Hashem is taking care of you. Hashem gave your forefathers the money, exactly what you need in the midbar. He gave you extra money. Why? To help out the Jewish community. To help out your friend. Loshen Nisiyos Umayla. Raise yourself up. Kimishalohu Nosinlo. You're not giving your money. You're giving Hashem's money. Hashem gave you money, extra money, to help other people out. And then it says also, don't try to intimidate him with the extra money that you have. Two psukim later, what does it say? When a person, the Rashi describes that a person can't pay back the loan. So what do? He's not paying back the loan. What do you have to do? Like Rashi explained, loshen chavola, like a wound, talking about the mashkon, and he takes collateral. He says, listen, I'm sorry, you don't have $100 to pay back the loan? Give me your pajamas as a collateral. So what does he have to do? Ad bo Hashem shishvenelo, right? When it gets late at night, every night, give him back his pajamas. What do you mean? Why do I have to give him back his pajamas? They're mine. He owes me $100. The pajamas are worth $100. Those are my pajamas. What have to give him back every night? And not only that, says the next pasuk, ki hi kesuso. It's levado. It's his. Levado hi. Sim lo sa lo ira b'me yishkov. How's he going to sleep? What do you mean, how's he going to sleep? Where's my $100? He doesn't owe me $100? I have to give him back his clothing? Ki yitzak elai. And if he cries out to me, says Hashem, that this guy is being too tough with me. He's not giving back the pajamas, the collateral. Shemati ki chonun ani. I'm going to listen to him because I have mercy. Says the Sephora, listen to this. I think it was this one. One second. Yeah, everybody speaks about this. But here. Afal pi shlo yuchal litzok alecha. He can't cry out about you. The truth of the matter is, he owes you the money. I'll pee the laws of nature. I'll pee the laws of reality. He owes you. He lent him $100. He's really kind to give you. Mikom makom kishi yitzak elai ali nuyusu agarim lo lios arum bleed lavush al yadcha. But the reality is, when he cries out because he's so poor, that he's naked, he has no clothing, because of you, etin lo ktsas mashar yisi chonein oischa. I'm going to give him a little bit of what I gave you, what I was mechanin to you, what I gave you as a gift, says Hashem. Yoyisa sipucha, more than what you really deserve. Meaning, I'm going to take away that extra what you need to survive. So that he can go ahead and he can support other people. Two psukim, the mitzvah of lending, and the mitzvah lending money to somebody in need, and the mitzvah of returning collateral that's essentially rightfully yours because you're owed the money. The psukim are telling us very clearly, a person has to know that what he's given as a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not his to hoard and to feel a certain bias over it, and try to overpower other people and say, I am the man, you have to kiss my feet because I'm giving you money as a loan, or you got to, or I have the ability to sort of make life hard for you, to force you to give me back the loan. And what a perspective in life is this. What a perspective. So first of all, in life in general, I mean, besides tzedakah, there's a minhag that is highly recommended in Chazal, it's not necessarily a chiyuv, to giving ma'aser money. Aser kadesh to sasher. A person has to know when he's given his salary, his income, 10% of it be'etzem belongs to tzedakah. And we know that the Navi tells us the chanuni gam bezos is the one mitzvah in the Torah that you're allowed to test the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And you can ask people who know these things. Ask people who are makbid and meiser. People will tell you, and I've heard it countless times, the more you give, the more you get from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. If you show a Kadosh Baruch Hu that you're about tzedakah. Somebody who told me, I read somewhere, that somebody who said he gave tzedakah like a rich person, Hashem makes you rich. That's the way it goes. A person's stingy, a person doesn't give, a person doesn't give tzedakah, a person not strictly give ma'aser money, over time he'll see that it wasn't kedai. And people who give, Darshan the Pasuk, it says aser to aser. I believe it's in Parshas Re'eh. Aser, kedesh to asher. Tithe, give tzedakah in order that you should become rich. But a person can only do that if he recognizes that the money that he is given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the paycheck is not coming from his boss. It's like the money, it's coming from Hashem. It happens to be this human boss in front of him giving him the check. It happens to be that way. But the more a person internalizes that yusod, that it's a gift, every resource that he's given in life, and also just parenthetically, his talents, a person is good in learning, he understands the Gemara, Vakasha, that's a talent the person has to realize it was given to him from Hashem, not just to keep it to himself, to share it with other people, to help other people learn, to help other people get clarity. The same thing with resources and money. When a person is giving money, it's a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not something that he earned, because just as a raya, there are plenty of smart people, there are plenty that went to great college, plenty of great people went to colleges that lose money, that don't necessarily make money. How do you explain it? The answer is, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is deciding who gets what. And everything that we have in this world is a gift from Hashem. And we're told to give it. And now, it's fascinating, because Hashem doesn't say, No, give 90% of your income to tzedakah, and I'm giving you, you know, 10% to live. No, that's not what it says. It says to give 10%. However, I will say that I heard recently a story that, and again, besides my sir, there are people in this world, and I know people who are not necessarily wealthy who are makbid to give 20% of their income to tzedakah, and that's an even higher madriga. Okay, and it's brought down. It's a known thing that people who have hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions, that they should certainly exceed 20% of their income. Story I heard this past week, about somebody came to Rav Shteinman, and somebody made $320 million in 1 year, and he was trying to praise himself, and he told Rav Shteinman that he gave $160 million to tzedakah that year. And we would say, wow, 50% of your income to tzedakah? And Rav Shteinman, after the person left, Rav Shteinman asked, I don't understand, what in the world could a person do with $160 million? Well, I'm saying, it's crazy. And this person I was talking to said to me he knows somebody that he can't sleep at night unless he has $50 million in the bank. Obviously, this is very extreme, but how could that be? Obviously, a person gets used to something. But do we understand how in the world a person can even need $160 million? Again, understand something. What is it given to? Why does a person get resources? A person gets resources to do mitzvahs with, to share it with other people. Obviously, we see the way the Jewish community is working. There's tremendous, tremendous generosity, tremendous tzedakah, tremendous things, beautiful, beautiful things. But to understand why is a person, clearly from the psukim and the rishonim, a person is giving money and resources to help other people. The person who's giving a loan, who should never try to make himself higher than the person he lent the money to. He has to understand that it was given to him as stuff, that money that was given to him more than what he needs. Under, again, needs is obviously a very relative term. A person develops tremendous needs for caviar and sushi and to eat out every single night and to have the latest automobile, etc. So you have to understand, what is that fall in the category of needs? Okay, a person has to be honest with himself. A person has to either ask his chaverim or ask his rebbe if this is called needs. But the reality is, when a person is blessed with resources, clearly over here, he has to go out and he has to give, lend it to people. And then the idea that here, he's owed the money. It's his, right? So he should be able to withhold the collateral and make sure he gets his money back. No, you got to give it back to him every night. And not only that, if you don't, and he cries out, he's going to be in the right, you're going to be in the wrong. Why? Because it was given to you to give to other people. Just as an anecdote, just to understand what it means to lend money. Near the Mir Yeshiva, Rabbi David Yeshiva was talking about Hillel Koopman Shlita. He actually was in a terrible accident after Sukkot, and he was in a coma. And Baruch Hashem, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, because of what he does for the Jewish people, he went to Hadassah and Karen while he was in a coma, and he gave him a big bracha, and Baruch Hashem, he's doing much better. But what does he do? What is his job? I mean, I don't know. I'm not even sure he takes payment from this. He runs what I think is the biggest gemach in the world. Near the Mir, it's not directly related to Mir Yeshiva. It happens to be there because a lot of people are there, B'nai Torah, and need loans. It's called the Free Loan Society. And I asked somebody who works there, how much money is there in this gemach? You know, how much money? And what does it mean? It means that there are people in this world that understand the importance of this mitzvah of lending people money. How much money? So I said, a few million. He said, there are $300 million. It's much like a bank. Much like a bank. And what do you do there? People go there, they line up, and they sign it. They need, let's say they're making a wedding, or they have something going on in the family, and they need tens of thousands of dollars. So what do? A beautiful thing. What a beautiful thing in Klal Yisrael. They go out and they take whatever it is, $20,000, $30,000, and they can't pay the money back right away, but they set it up, and it's actually, you need to have co-signers, the whole business, the whole ASIC. And what do? And they pay it back slowly, slowly. Of course, without interest. Beautiful thing. This is Mika Amcha Yisrael. What a beautiful thing. Why? Because people realize, why are we giving extra money? Not to indulge. Okay, yeah, a person has to live nicely also. He's supposed to have, right, it does say, Bayis Noa V'chule. The person's supposed to share his resources. But the only way you'll be able to do this, that's why I think it's important to speak about it already now when you're 18, 19, and 20. Because the more you realize now that the money that you have and the money that you will be given is a gift to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do good things with, the more you understand that now when you're younger, then if you internalize it now, then you'll be able, as life goes, to be able to be that kind of giver. Whether it's in tzedakah, whether it's in loans, and understanding the perspective of the parnasa that you're given by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I was going to say one more thing in that regard. One second. Something else that came to mind. Yeah, but it's a very, 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 very chosh of a mitzvah and a very, very important perspective to have in life. And you'll see, as you grow older, you'll see that the people who are generous, and you don't, people don't have to know about it. You don't have to tell everybody. You don't have to put your name on every building. You don't have to tell everybody. You give free loans. But the idea of recognizing that the money that comes into your pocket is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more you realize it, you know, I always hear stories about certain students. You know, this job worked out, and this job, he never thought this job would work out. It's all hashgacha, mamish. Everything is hashgacha process. When it comes to a person's parnasa, the more he realizes that it's from Hashem, and that he's controlling things, and not only does he realize it, it also plays a role in how he uses his money, so then he'll see tremendous yath d'shmaya. So I feel like, I want to say over one of my favorite words, even though I think I've spoken enough about this nekuda, about understanding money and who it belongs to and what to do with it, I still feel like I want to say this over. I wasn't sure if I was going to, but I feel like I will. The pasuk tells us, Perek of Beis pasuk Amid. V'anchekodesh tiyum liyu v'asar besedet trefa lo selchevu. Don't eat trefa. Now trefa, we know nowadays it means that you find, you shecht to do a proper shechita, and it turns out that the animal is not kosher. It had some sort of ailment inside. But over here, the Trevi here is talking about an avela. Now, an avela means it didn't have proper shechita. It got devoured by another animal. And obviously, you know, a nice, shmaka-looking cow that gets killed and devoured by another animal. So then, it can't be eaten by a person. So what do? Says the Torah, throw it to the dogs. Now, Rashi quotes and tells us the reason why we give it to the dogs, because there's a schar. What's the reward? The reward is that the dog didn't bark. Dogs did not bark when the Jewish people left Mitzrayim. Very nice, beautiful. And it shows us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Gemara tells us that it shows that nobody misses out on any schar. Says that the Kenyan Bali Toys is a different pshat. Why do you give the carcass of an animal that did not go through Shechita to the dogs? He says an unbelievable yisod in life. And if you remember this, you'll be, Be'ez Hashem, be able to have successful interpersonal relationships. He says as follows. Who is this dog? Now he says that the dog's job, generally speaking, was to guard the flock. A person had 30, 40 sheep, and he had a watchdog standing guard. And what happened? How did this sheep get devoured by a fox? And how did this sheep not go through proper shechita? Because one day, the dog messed up. The dog didn't do his job. And what happened? A wild animal came, a fox came, and killed one of the sheep. And now, the man's out of the sheep. He can't use the sheep for whatever he's going to use, or whatever animal it was. He can't use it. So what would the natural reaction be? The natural reaction of the owner of the flock be? To punish the dog. Excuse me, Mr. Dog, you didn't do your job today. You didn't guard the flock. And that's why I lost this animal. This animal is now dead, and I can't use it for kosher meat. You're going to be punished today. Says the Torah. No. What do you mean? This dog has been guarding your flock for the past few months, the past few years. And this dog, Mishnah, will continue to guard your flock. Don't punish him for his mess up today, for his mishap today. Don't punish him today because he didn't do his job today. You're ignoring and forgetting all the times that the dog helped you. Today, on the day when he messed up, when he didn't protect this particular sheep, and this sheep died, and therefore didn't have a proper shechita and can't be used, this is the day to remember all the past and all the future things that he did for you. What a lesson in life. We go through life, whether it's our family, our spouse, our parents, our siblings, our friends. Once in a while, they mess us up. They forgot to invite us. They forgot to bring, you know, take out the garbage. I don't know, they forgot to bring us lunch. They forgot. And what do we say? That's it. We're finished. I'm so upset with him. I can't deal with him. He didn't invite me for Shabbos. He didn't include me here. What do you mean? He's been your best friend for the last 5 years. And he's going to be your friend for many, many more years. Don't let this one mishap, this one thing ruin the relationship. That's what the Torah is telling us. Here we had the dog messed up today. So the natural reaction would be to write him off. So that's it. I've had it with this dog. No. And I'm punishing him today. I'm not going to give him the novella, the animal that's not kosher for me to eat. No, says Hashem, no. Don't forget all the good times. Don't forget. And if you don't forget the good times, then you have a proper relationship with them for the future. Kodesh Baruch Hu should give us Yad Shemaya. we should be zocher to a lot of shefa baruch v'hatzlacha in parnasa, and certainly in ruchnias, it goes without saying, but in gashmias. And understanding, when a person is blessed with extra money, more than his needs, it's not there for him to overindulge. Again, I'm not saying you should live a primitive life. I'm not saying you should live, you know, sleep on the floor on a mattress and pass melech toichel, etc. But a person has to understand that his extra resources are there for him to give tzedakah and for him to give loans to other people. And then, when somebody messes you up, don't forget all the great things that he's done for you. And Mir Tashem, if you realize that, he'll continue to do great things for you in the future. Have a great Shabbos. Okay. Amen.